everything becomes so easy when we are attached. An attached person doesn't need to make any effort. Everything in him, his power of will, his body, his intelligence, everything, is single thing, moves towards the object of his attachment. In spiritual life, we wish to be attached like that to Krishna. Then our intelligence will think of him, our mind will conceive various methods how to come closer to him and engage with him. Our body will jump out of bed in the morning. The power of attachment gives wings to all your human faculties. But how do we become attached to an entity who seems sometimes to be so far away from us? Is this not demanding too much? In the scriptures, there is a very, very nice method given. It says, if your mind is not attached to the infallible, supreme Lord Achyuta, this means the infallible, you should shamelessly chant the holy names. You should do so, and now a few recommendations how to chant alone, without fear, conquering sleep. I do this by, when I get tired, I do the candle position where I stand upside down, detached from material thoughts. Let nothing invade your thinking. Keep your mind fixed on the goal. And by remaining peaceful. This we can do in the West also. We can shamelessly chant. That means reserve time for Krishna, it's a holy name. And as we do this, and as we go deeply into it, without allowing our mind to be invaded by so many distractions, all of a sudden there comes a sound from deep inside your soul. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I have reached. I'm finally at peace. I'm finally in the higher connection. I'm finally feeling divine love. Shamelessly chant for whatever time you can reserve, and then one breaks through these walls of indifference.